guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Navigate. It's great that we can be here again today. We're continuing in our journey in Romans, and we're going to be looking at Romans 8, 1 to 11. Here's what God's word says, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You who, however, are not in the realm of flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Awesome. Well, I'm joined with a long-term listener of the show today, Ross Wilson. It's your first time on Navigate.
Yep.
Welcome to the podcast. And for those that don't know you, Ross, what's your deal? Who are you? Who's Ross Wilson?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I enjoy the podcast. I also enjoy, spending time in the Word each day is a good thing to do. I'm pastor here at Southside.
Yeah.
And I just see you guys lock yourself in a room with microphones.
That's right.
So now it's up. Yeah.
Now you get called up to the front line. Yeah. Can't wait. Yeah. Now we're going to have a chat over Romans 8 this week. And this passage looks at the first 11 verses of Romans 8. And for those who have been following along in the journey of Romans, we've had this journey of kind of seeing in the first few chapters of Romans being reminded of our sin and that no one's good enough. And then we've sort of seen that we're saved by Jesus and what he's done at the cross and in his resurrection. And we finished last week with a reminder of kind of this battle within us, that even though Paul wants to do what's right, he can't. And even though he doesn't want to do what's wrong, he does that. And he sort of has this, this war within himself. Now we get to Romans 8, and it's really powerful how we see Romans 8 begin with this idea of therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So let's have a chat about this, Roscoe.
Yeah, it is good. It's reaffirming, isn't it, that even though Paul says, sin's a battle, sin's a struggle, there's no condemnation. Like, there is a turning point, particularly for us who doubt whether we're worthy, whether we're deserving, where our status is. And we have lots of questions over our right to be called children of God. But Paul's really hit this turning point here at chapter 8, saying, therefore, I've told you all this stuff, therefore, now you aren't condemned because of Jesus Christ and what he's done. Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is. Now, we work through this passage. And would you say that this part in chapter 8, I mean, you said it's a turning point. Could you separate 1 to 7 in Romans and 8 to the rest? Would you do that? Would you be so bold or not quite?
Oh, look, Paul does a lot of, here's some big theological issues and ideas, puts out a cross, and then he fleshes it out into some real application. I think a real big turning point's when we hit chapter 12 to some real church application, living life for Jesus. But this is in between. It's like, here's some theological stuff. We've hit that in previous weeks. And now here's a step closer on what it looks like, how it plays out in your life. Yeah, so it helps us to paint that picture. What does a Christian look like and how does that work in my relationship with Jesus?
Yeah, cool. Now, the first thing we see in this is kind of the no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. And this idea of being in Christ Jesus is significant in this passage. But he does kind of reiterate the gospel again of how Jesus came and did what we were powerless to do, which is just such a helpful reminder, that he did that. Everything Paul seems to write and speak about in Romans is kind of grounded in the gospel and Jesus' death and resurrection. And then he goes to this idea of putting to death what's in the flesh and living life in the spirit. So talk to us about what's going on there, Ross.
Yeah, so it's also in the backdrop of people who like legalism, so the Jews who love living the law and striving for perfection in trying to please God. And I like what Paul's doing here as far as saying, you know, if you're trying to live by the law, you're condemning yourself. You're actually dead if you try and live by the law. But life in the Spirit is what believing in Jesus does through Jesus. You have the Spirit. Actually says, if you don't have the Spirit, you don't belong to Jesus. Mm-hmm. So if you believe in Jesus, you have the Spirit. But then he goes on, yeah, there's a lot of Spirit stuff here. And it's a real change in life then from not pursuing perfection because we're all going to fail. But I like in verse 5, he says, those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. And I think God does make that change in us, that all of a sudden we see how our natural tendencies want to follow the world's ways, but to actually God implants his Spirit. And it talks about the same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, the same Spirit who has the power of the gospel that makes a change in us. That Spirit is in us and it helps us pursue. We've got different life goals now. We have our heart set on him. In the context of what Paul said last chapter about I keep disappointing myself.
Yeah.
But it is a shift in our heart and in our mind of the Spirit starts taking over. Mm. Yeah.
So the flesh, you sort of touched on it there. It's kind of like what the world, you know, stuff in the world. Could you say that? Or how would you define like to think of with a mind that's governed by the flesh?
Yeah. The in Romans, Paul does use that according to the flesh type language. And that is our raw heart's desire is what I'm chasing. It's basically a life without God, pursuing pleasures, anything that hasn't got God a part of it.
So we've talked on this podcast a lot about the prodigal son. Mm. And so could you describe the realm of the flesh, almost what the younger son goes and pursues, the stuff in this world, his own desires, his own wants?
Yeah, if you had free rein to do whatever you think pleases you.
Yeah.
He ran to the bright lights of the city, blew his money on prostitutes and wild living, it says. That's what he thought would be the answer to life, giving fulfillment.
Yeah, cool. It's helpful, I think, to see those that picture with the prodigal son. We've talked a lot about that as well. But then you've also got the list, I guess, in Romans 1 of the different things that kind of the younger son almost got up to with the sexuality stuff. But then there was also greed and disobedience to his parents and stuff like that. And it's almost this picture of this is what it looks like to live according to the flesh. Mm. But here Paul goes, all right, you're not governed by the flesh anymore. Now that you've put your trust in Jesus, you have the Spirit of God within you. Mm. And it's interesting the contrast. You've got the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit in verse 6 is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God, runs away from the Father. It does not submit to the Father, to God's law. But those in the Spirit are kind of the opposite. It does live within the realm of the Spirit of the Father and it can please God in this. Mm. Now, we often think about this is kind of the idea of being united with Christ. It's a kind of a theological term to be joined with Jesus. And one of the images I like to think through with this is a sporting team. You take one jersey off and you put a new jersey on. Mm. And Ross, on this podcast, we often talk about Ryan's sporting abilities. So, you know, for our listeners out there, does Ross Wilson have a past in sport that's you know, that he can glory. The good old days of sport. Tell me about it.
How much time have you got? I've got stories. whether it's rugby league, whether it's breaking bones on a mountain bike track. I've got them all. Actually, I broke bones on rugby league field as well. Yeah. I'm fragile. But yeah, there's plenty of stories. I've even, in my rugby league time, I even played for two different teams in the one season. So there I did literally swap jerseys. I wasn't that popular for doing that. But anyway, I can imagine Paul, even in Colossians, uses that language of taking off the old self and putting on the new self.
Yeah.
And you can imagine him, first century Roman Empire, sitting around the Colosseum, looking at the teams and who's going to kill who and who you're cheering for.
Yeah.
But it really is that illustration of the Christian life. You're following the pursuits of your fleshly desires, or you're swapping teams. You're gonna follow Jesus, take him seriously. That means a new jumper,
yeah,
and a new way of living, united in Christ, and having that relationship that he offers, that he's going to walk beside you through his Spirit. And that's sort of say it's you're in the game. You're one of the players, as in you've got choices to make, but Christ is with you through his Spirit. So, yeah, I find that super affirming.
Yeah, that's right. So you pull on a new jersey. You're no longer living for the flesh, for this world. You've come back to the Father, if we think of that image again of the prodigal son. And to live, coming back to the Father, you're living in the Father's house. You're living with kind of God's law and his rules kind of written on your heart in some sort of sense. But it's interesting, you know, the Spirit helps us in this. And as you touched on there, as Paul is reflecting on this, it's not just the Spirit who doesn't have power, but the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead.
Yeah.
He's the one who's going to help you to actually live in this new way, which is just really encouraging as we, you know, reflect on how difficult it is to live the way that Jesus has called us to live.
Yeah, that's exciting, and we should be encouraged by that we're not alone. He's with us. But yeah, we do need to put on that jersey and live in the Spirit. That's right.
So as we reflect on this passage, there is this encouragement of the gospel and what God has done to rescue us and save us. But it's here that we begin to reflect on what it means now to live in this life where there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. And as we do that, we pull off the old self, the old jersey, the mind according to the flesh. We stop pursuing things of this world and we begin to actually live our life for Jesus in the life of the Spirit. As we think about what this means, we'll reflect on more about this in the book of Romans, but the encouragement and the comfort from here in this passage is that the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead is the Spirit that's going to help us to do that today. So wherever you are, be comforted by the fact that God's Spirit is with you and is living in you and is changing you and helping you to be more like Jesus today. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.